St. Louis, are you ready? We said, out the back of a home.
This is where we begin our midterm blues road trip, traveling the stretch of this country with the richest music history, but looking at some of the biggest issues facing America today. And we start in the city of St. Louis with what they're calling hip-hop resistance. This protest concert is all part of the continued reaction to the shooting dead by police here of the black teenager Michael Brown.
Rest in peace, Mike Brown! Black Lives Matter!
Well, one of the artists who's flown in for this event is internationally renowned rapper Talib Kweli.
It's a shame that we have to actually say something as simple and basic as Black Lives Matter. White Lives Matter. Everybody's lives matter. But white parents are not watching their children be shot down by the police in the street.
In some of the protests in the last few days, there were some young African-American men who are even burning the stars and stripes.
Whether or not a young black man burns a flag because he doesn't feel a part of the country, the fact is he's a part of this country whether he burns a flag or not. And it's that frustration of knowing that you're a part of something that shuts you out and shuts you down and attempts to treat you like you don't exist.
Well, the man who's helped organize this event and has been a big part of the protest movement since the killing of Michael Brown is local hip-hop artist Tef Poe.
There's no love for my people, so there's no love for the system. When they do build a school, they use it to deceive.
Now, we're starting off on this journey along the blues highway. We're looking at how the blues used to be the way that people used to express themselves. Do you think hip-hop has taken that mantle now?
Definitely. Hip-hop comes from the blues. It's just an evolved form of the blues. Both forms of music are genres where the people don't have much, so people have to find a way to be creative and make something out of nothing, like what you see happening now and today.
And music has played a part in what remain almost daily street demonstrations over a broader matter many African Americans here say has plagued them for decades.
My name is Mary Hooks.
And you have come from Atlanta to be here. Why?
We're seeing the same level of violence in our communities all over the United States. The level of state violence is ridiculous. Ferguson was just another opportunity for our consciousness to be open that actually this is happening at such a gruesome rate.
But there are many who say, to some extent, African Americans themselves are partly to blame because they don't go out to vote in the same numbers other communities do. Back at the protest gig, I put that to rapper Talib Kweli.
I think that voting is one solution, but I think it's a distraction and a mistake to pretend that voting is going to solve all your problems. We have a black president. He's a liberal guy. Doesn't change the fact that Mike Brown was murdered in the street. So anyone who tells you that voting will solve all your problems, you need to be suspicious of them.
One more time.